This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Globally, health experts say the number of deaths as the result of the COVID-19 virus is approaching 240,000, while the number of confirmed infections is 3.4 million. In the United States, nearly 66,000 people have died from it, and the number of infections make up about a third of the global estimate. A top health official says the U.S. government was slow to understand how much coronavirus was spreading from travelers from Europe, which helped drive the acceleration of outbreaks. The number two official at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention published an article Friday that suggested limited testing and delayed travel alerts for areas outside of China contributed to the jump in cases in the U.S. Some public health experts saw it as an important assessment by one of the nation's most respected public health doctors. U.S. regulators will allow emergency use of the first drug that appears to help some coronavirus patients recover faster. U.S. President Donald Trump announced the move Friday after preliminary results from a government-sponsored study showed that the drug shortened the time to recovery for hospitalized COVID-19 patients. The drug also might be reducing deaths, although that's not certain from the partial results revealed so far. A New York City nursing home says nearly 100 of its residents have died from confirmed or suspected cases of the novel coronavirus. The Isabella Geriatric Center in Manhattan is among the hardest-hit nursing homes in the state, with 46 confirmed fatalities and an additional 52 deaths of people suspected to have had the virus. The nursing home said it had to order a refrigerator truck because funeral homes have been taking days to pick up the deceased. The nursing home said it struggled to secure testing during the early part of the pandemic. And Mayor Bill de Blasio called the death toll horrifying. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the COVID-19 pandemic is causing untold fear and suffering for older people around the world who are dying at a higher rate, and especially for those over the age of 80, whose fatality rate is five times the global average. The UN chief adds that beyond the health risk, the pandemic is putting older people at greater risk of poverty, with an especially devastating impact on the elderly in developing countries. Guterres issued a report Friday on the impact of COVID-19 on older people with the message that no person young or old is expendable. North Korean state media say leader Kim Jong-un has appeared in public for the first time in 20 days after his absence triggered global rumors that he may be seriously ill. The Korean Central News Agency said Saturday that he attended a ceremony marking the completion of a fertilizer factory near Pyongyang with other senior officials, including his sister, Kim Yo-jung. State media published several photos of Kim at the factory smiling as he looks around the facilities and cuts a red ribbon. Speculation about his health swirled after he missed the April 15th birthday celebration for his late grandfather. The possibility of high-level instability raised troubling questions about the future of the secretive nuclear-armed state that had been steadily building an arsenal. Some 300 heavily armed volunteers plan to sneak into Venezuela and ignite a popular rebellion that would end in President Nicolas Maduro's arrest, but instead the ringleader of the plot is jailed in the U.S. on narcotics charges, and his former Green Beret advisor is facing questions about his visit to secret training camps in Colombia. The Associated Press pieced together the never-told story of the call to arms that crashed before it was launched based on interviews with more than 30 Maduro opponents and aspiring freedom fighters. The investigation found the attempt to start an uprising collapsed due to weak planning, internal feuding, and a poorly trained force that without support from the U.S. stood little chance of beating the Venezuelan army. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is denying a former staffer's allegation that he sexually abused her years ago. The former vice president's first public comment on the allegation came during an interview Friday on MSNBC's Morning Joe program. Former staffer Tara Reid says that former vice president Biden assaulted her during the 1990s and that she filed a complaint in 1993. Biden said he does not believe any record of a complaint exists, but will ask the National Archives whether it has any such. But the archive says any such records are under the control of the U.S. Senate. President Trump is stepping delicately around the controversy. More at VOANews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.